This is Sanchis Bhajan, Annake Devarde Utte Bete Merde Datya, page 214. Kal conquers the souls to throw in the hells. He assumes many forms to entangle the souls. Oh, my giver, for God's sake, please hear the cry of the suffering ones and save us. The darkness of falsehood has covered the world. Truth has fled away to the skies. Religion and mercy are terrified and confused. Oh, my giver, during the difficult time, please ask of our condition. At all places, Kal has laid traps, which are difficult to break. Oh, Satguru, my giver, gracious to the poor, please save us in the court of the Lord. Hail, beloved Sawan and Kirpal, for you cooled the heated Ajaib in moments. Oh, my giver, please give darshan to the Sangat. May we never forget your beneficial deeds. We have come and sat at your door, my giver. Please take care of your souls, my giver. Please take care of your souls. Annake Devarde Utte Bete Merde Datya, page 214.
Anake devare utte bete mere datia apni aruhanu sambhal mere datia apni aruhanu sambhal Anake devare utte bete mere datia apni aruhanu sambhal mere datia apni aruhanu sambhal Nare kacha suta naile kala he vangarda Ruhadeva sone nubahuta rupa dharada. Nare kacha suta naile kala hevangarda. Ruhadeva sone nubahuta rupa dharada. Vasta ira bada bachae mere datya dukhiya di suna ke pukar mere datya apani aruhanu samba anake devare utte bete mere datya apni aruhanu sambhal mere datya apni aruhanu sambhal kurda dahanera jaga ute ake chagya chup gaya sache ude ambar anudagya Kurda dahanera chaga utte ake chagya chup gaya sache ude ambar anudagya deyate dardam gabarai mere datya oke vele puchale osar mere datya apani aruhanu sambhal anake devare utte bete mere datya apani aruhanu sambhal mere datya apani aruhanu sambhal Sarniya jagade utte paaye fande kalane chal jo vichaye ehe tutne muhalane Sarniya jagade utte paaye fande kalane Chale jo vichae e tuta nemu halane. Dare gacha anake bachae mere tatea. Sate guru dina deala mere tatea. Apani aruhanu samba. Anake dvare utte bete mere tatea. Apani aruhanu sambala mere tatea. Apani aruhanu samba. Dana kirpala dana savana piyariya. Tapadeya jayabanu palade vichatareya. Dana kirpala dana savana piyariya. Tapadeya jayabanu palade vichatareya. Sangata nudara shadikae mere datea. Uliena tere upakara mere datea. Apani aruhanu samba. Anake dvare utte bete mere datea. Apani aruhanu sambala mere datea. Apani aruhanu sambala.
Hail, beloved Sawan and Kirpal, for you cooled the heated Ajaib in moments. O my giver, please give darshan to the Sangat. May we never forget your beneficial deeds. We have come and sat at your door, my giver. Please take care of your souls, my giver. Please take care of my souls. Sorry, please take care of your souls. All right, this is from September 1982, Santpani Magazine. It was called Tests, Passing and Failing. It's a couple of stories by Baba Sawan Singh in the book Tales of the Mystic East. And last time we read the story of Bhai Manj. Both of these stories are stories of challenges that are put to disciples, tests. And Bhai Manj had pretty much everything imaginable went wrong for him, and never did his faith in the guru shake. Now, this is the story of Bhai Gurdas. Bhai Gurdas was the uncle of Guru Arjan, and at the same time, his devoted disciple and a highly spiritual person. At one time, he composed the following couplets and read them to the Guru Sab. Quote, "If a mother is impious, it is not for her son to punish her. If a cow swallows a diamond, her stomach should not be cut open. If a husband is not faithful, the wife should never copy him or lose her chastity. If a king issues leather money, his subjects should not worry. If a high caste lady takes to wine, people should not take it ill. If the guru tests his disciple, the disciple's faith should not waver." Guru Arjan listened attentively as Bhai Gurdas read. When he had finished, the guru thought to himself, "All these things are easier said than done. Let me test his faith." Turning to Bhai Gurdas, he said, "Uncle, I have to buy some horses at Kabul. Will you be able to do this for me?" "Why, certainly," Bhai Gurdas replied. At that time, there was no paper or small silver money. Only gold sovereigns were legal tender. Accordingly, Guru Arjan Dev filled several bags with sovereigns. Bhai Gurdas counted them, and then sealed the bags and put them in strong wooden boxes. These were loaded on mules, and Bhai Gurdas, with a number of other disciples, started out on the long and arduous journey to Kabul from Lahore, where Guru Arjan was then residing. Bhai Gurdas was a very learned scholar and quite familiar with the Sikh scriptures. And because of this, he gave religious discourses in many of the villages through which their little caravan passed. In due time, after passing through the awe-inspiring defiles of the Khyber Pass, they reached Kabul, high amidst the snow-capped Hindu Kush, and they pitched their tents on the outskirts of the city. In the great horse market of this ancient city, Bhai Gurdas bargained with the Patan horse traders and finally purchased the best animals he could find. The Patans are a tribe that are famous for being rather fierce warriors. So the animals were taken in charge by a group of the disciples, who were to take the horses by easy stages to Guru Arjan at Lahore. Meanwhile, Bhai Gurdas asked the Patan merchants to come to his tent to be paid. Leaving the dealers outside, Bhai Gurdas entered the tent to get the needed number of bags filled with gold sovereigns. Opening a few of the boxes, he took out the needed bags, but something was wrong. Filled with foreboding, he opened all the bags, and each and every one of them was filled with pebbles and stones instead of gold. Bhai Gurdas was beside himself with horror, for he knew the savage nature of the Patans. There they are, waiting for me outside the tent, and I had nothing with which to pay them. They will tear me to pieces. His brain worked like lightning as he tried to devise a plan to save himself. So great was his fright that he even forgot to ask his Satguru for help. He then decided that the only possible way to save himself was to tear the back of the tent and escape through the hole and run away as fast as he could. This he did, and by great good fortune, he was not caught. Ashamed to face Guru Arjan, he passed quickly through Lahore, left Amritsar behind, and made his way to Kashi, hundreds of miles to the east. Meanwhile, the members of his party, who were in Kabul, entered his tent to discover why did he delay in paying the Patan horse dealers. They found all of the wooden boxes open and filled with gold, but there was not a sign of Bhai Gurdas. They noticed, however, that there was a hole in the back of the tent. To stop the clamoring of the Patans, the disciples paid them and then made their way back to Lahore, where they told Guru Arjan all that had happened. Now, a holy person like Bhai Gurdas, no matter where he may be, will always be interested only in spiritual matters and in giving spiritual discourses. Accordingly, when Bhai Gurdas had settled down in Kashi, he began to expound the great spiritual truths known to all the saints and perfect masters. Hundreds and then thousands of people came to hear and admire Bhai Gurdas's brilliant and beautiful discourses on the spiritual life. After a few months had passed by, Guru Arjan sent a letter to the governor of Kashi, in which he wrote, "There is a thief of mine in Kashi, and I am writing to ask you kindly to take him prisoner, tie his hands, and send him to me. You will not have to search hard for this thief. The mere reading of this letter in places of public assembly and religious discourses will find him, or the thief will himself speak out upon hearing the letter read. In due course, the letter was read where Bhai Gurdas was giving a discourse to a very large crowd of people. But the moment Bhai Gurdas heard the contents of the letter, he stood up and said, "I am the Guru's thief." His listeners were stunned. "You could never be a thief, for you are a holy man," they said. "The thief must be someone else." But Baisab told them again, "It is I who am the thief. There's no doubt of it. Please tie my hands so that I do not escape." No one came forward to do so, for it was unthinkable to tie up a holy man like a common robber. Accordingly, Bhai Gurdas unwound his own turban and cut it in two and tied his hands. In this condition, he set out for Amritsar and Lahore to find his beloved Satguru. Borne forward by his intense love, he traveled the distance of hundreds of miles in an ecstasy of joy and happiness. When he finally completed his journey and stood before Guru Arjan, the Guru said, "Baisab, please repeat those couplets that you read to me just before I asked you to go to Kabul." But Bhai Gurdas, having been tested through some bitter experiences to try his love and faith, fell at the Guru's feet and exclaimed, "If a mother gives poison to her son, who will save him? If the watchman breaks into the house, who can protect it? If a guide misleads the traveler, who can set him on the right path? If the fence starts to eat the crop, who can save it? Even so, if Guru tests the disciples, who can help them to remain steadfast? It is only the Satguru alone who, by his spiritual power and grace, can keep the disciple steadfast and filled with devotion under circumstances such as these." Next, we will continue in a satsang talk that Sanchi gave in September of 1982. This is in the November 1982 Sanpani magazine. It's called The Story of the Lover. And this is on Bani of Swamiji. And I'm going to back up and read the parts of the hymn that we have already covered. So Swamiji says, "Wonderfully, Kal has deluded the world. How can I describe it? He has made people do things in this age which were made for previous ages. Foolish fellows, whose minds like to wander about, get stuck to water and stones. Intelligent and proud people have become the slaves of the goddess of learning. The rest, lying in between these categories, who are neither foolish nor intelligent, take to recitals or japa, and austerities, tapa, and fasts and other delusive actions, and, poor people, they burn themselves in five fires." And then Sanchi says, "Those who learn, who study a little bit, what happens to them? They think that by using their mind or intellect, that they will be able to realize God. Even after going to the saints, they use their mind and intellect. But the devotion of the Lord cannot be understood. The Lord cannot be realized by using the mind. As Swamiji says, "Oh, intellectual knowledge, you are very bad, because you don't appreciate the higher things." There are some souls of this category who follow learned scholars, if they are strong, and if at some time the idol worshippers have a hold on the community, they follow them. Such people are neither the learned ones nor the foolish ones. And further, Swamiji says, the japas, tapas, fasting, all these things which we think are means of liberation, are in fact illusions created by negative power to keep the souls in this world. Many times I have said this, that in the month of June in India, people sit in the five fires, for the month of June is very hot, starting at 12 o'clock noon. They sit in one place, and in the midst of four fires, the fifth fire is the heat of the sun. Sitting that way, they repeat some mantra. Some do it 5,000 times, some 10,000. By doing that form of worship, they think that they will realize God. I myself have done this, but I did not get anything out of it. It's my memory that when Sanchi told this story at times, that he has said that he understood that he was to do the mantra 24,000 times, but he did it 48,000 times. But I did not get anything out of it. When I met Baba Bishan Das, I told him I had been doing that, and he said, "What's the use of burning the fires outside when already inside there are many fires burning?" He said, "Is there not the fire of lust burning? Is there not the fire of anger, greed, attachment? When we have so many fires burning within our own self, then what's the use of burning the fires outside and sitting near them?" And from the hymn, "See the tricks of Kal. Some are knocked down by his head, some are smashed with his feet. He has bewildered the whole world and led it astray, and no one has rest or peace." Now Swamiji says, look at the plays and the tricks of the negative power. Just within a few seconds, he deludes them. And further, he says, whom should we mention? There is no one in this world who is spared by the plays and tricks of negative power. Everyone is being deluded by him. Mahatmas don't criticize any society or religion or community. They have appreciation and respect for all of them. The only difference between their path and the communities and religions is that the religions are concerned with outer rites and rituals, whereas the path of the masters is completely practical. They have no place for rites and rituals in their satsang. Guru Nanak has written of those involved in rituals, what they are doing is as if any woman's husband has gone abroad, and in the absence of the husband, the woman is dressing herself up and pretending that the husband were with her. But her dressing up and becoming beautiful does not count anywhere. She does not get any respect in this world or in the world beyond. And again, from the hymn, seeing such conditions, Sant Satguru appears in this world. When Almighty God sees that the people have given up his devotion and have started worshiping holy books or idols or holy waters, etc., he feels sorry for them and for the souls who have the yearning to do the real devotion of Almighty God. He comes down assuming the human body and lives among them. He tells them about the real way of devotion to Almighty Lord, and he puts those who have the yearning to go back to him on the path, and he takes them back home. From the hymn, Satguru says, service to the master, achieving nam, and satsang are the important things. What does that great soul, that holy soul, do after coming into this world? He tells us about the seva of the guru, about how to truly serve the master. Further, he tells us the importance of meditating on nam, what the real nam is, and what we get by doing the meditation of the real nam. We get liberation. Then he starts his satsang, because only through satsang can he create the yearning to do the devotion of Shabad Nam within us. Only through satsang, he tells us about our mistakes, and only in the satsang is our introspection completed, and we become able to do the real devotion, the meditation of Shabad Nam. And through the satsang, he takes us back home. Again from the hymn, these are the three true methods which he explains. All other practices are useless. The perfect Satguru tells us that to do the satsang, to obtain the perfect nam, and to go in the company of the perfect master are the only three things which are the means of liberation. All other things are like the skin of the fruit, and it is all useless. The fruit itself is the nam. Diverting our attention from the skin, he makes us attentive to the fruit. He makes us do the devotion of nam. Again from the hymn, useless is the reading of the Vedas, the Shastras, Smritis, and Puranas. Saints and Mahatmas do not criticize our learning or reading books. They say that there is nothing wrong in reading the holy scriptures. But when we are reading, we should read carefully, and we should understand what the saints and great Mahatmas have written in their writings, and whether we are living according to the writings or not. If anyone has a pain in his stomach, and he starts reading a book written by a doctor, in which it is written how to remove a pain in the stomach, you know that he will not be able to remove the pain of his stomach just by reading the book, unless he makes the medicine according to the instructions written in the book, and takes that medicine, he cannot remove the pain in his stomach. What are these religious books and holy scriptures? Mahatmas, fakirs, gurus, and saints worked very hard in their meditation, went up and worked through the astral body and the causal body, and they met Almighty God. Whatever obstacles came in their way, the path through which they traveled to the Almighty Lord, they have written down these experiences in the holy books, and all the scriptures are full of things which can help us in our path to God. We will leave off at that point. And our final reading is from a talk of Master Kripal. This is from the February 1983 Sanpani magazine. And Master is commenting on a hymn of Guru Amar Das. And Master says, a disciple named Bhai Ajita once questioned the Guru, Guru Nanak. Maharaj, you say that some have had only a fragrance of Sikhi, true devotion to the Guru, and some live under the protection of a true disciple, but there are some who taste the nectar from a true disciple. Please give me the darshan of these three types of followers. Now, listen carefully to this story. Guru Nanak took Ajita to a certain house at night. Houses in those days were made with inner courtyards. The owner said to his family, "There are some holy men outside. We must feed them." But they were very poor people, with very meager fare, and they collected a piece of bread from each one's share, and with devotion they offered it to Guru Nanak and returned to their places. Guru Nanak and Ajita passed the night in singing praises of God, and in the morning the Guru sent Ajita to tell the owner, "We are leaving now." And the owner replied, "Brothers, you are going? Then go. Who asked you to come?" As they walked on their way, Guru Nanak told Ajita, "This man has had a little fragrance of discipleship. This type of person will listen. They will serve both financially and physically, etc., but they will remain where they are." You see, when someone gets a slight fragrance, they're ready and willing to do anything, and yet when they leave that fragrance, all their aspirations are forgotten. Ajita then said, "Maharaj, I see this type of man every day. Now, please show me one who lives under the master's protection." So they went to a village and entered the house of a large family, who entertained and fed them with great love and devotion. When night came, they said, "Maharaj, have mercy on us. How can we control our mind? We are pitifully imprisoned in this world. Show us the way to salvation." So the whole night was spent listening to the advice of Guru Nanak until the sun rose at daybreak. When the Guru showed his intentions to depart, the family quickly cooked more food and packed it for their journey. As the Guru left, they pleaded for his grace and begged him to look after them and return soon to their home. So Guru Nanak explained to Ajita that this was the type of people who live under a true master's protection. How many people can you find who will spend the whole night talking about the Lord? Have you met anyone like that? Such people have hope of salvation. They may not go anywhere just now, but there is hope later. Ajita then said, "But what about those who have gained the essence of truth from a master?" And Guru Nanak promised to show him such an example. So some days later, they went to another house where there lived a man and his wife, two sons and a daughter, who were imbued with the love of the Guru. They all received and entertained Guru Nanak with respect and devotion. To show true devotion to a master is like showing it to God himself. The wife immediately retired to the kitchen to prepare food. Her son came running to help her, but he slipped on the floor and fell down and died. Of course, she was distressed, but thinking of the karmic laws, she attributed it to give and take, and then thought of the saint that had just come to her home. Resolving that the incident should not mar the occasion, she hid her son's body in a room under the covers of a bed, meaning to tell her husband only after the departure of the saint. Meanwhile, the husband had gone into the courtyard or something, accompanied by his younger son, who suddenly slipped, fell down, and died. The father then had exactly the same thought as his wife and hid his son's body in another room, after which he continued devotedly to help prepare the meal. When the food was placed in front of him, Guru Nanak picked up the small daughter and, placing her on his lap, he asked her, "Where are your brothers?" She replied, "They are in the lap of the Guru. In life or death, we are all in his lap." Guru Nanak then picked up a morsel of food and put it into his mouth, but he couldn't swallow it. He said, "It will not go down my throat. They have bound me by their love and complete surrender to the Guru." And then turning to the father, he said, "I want to meet your sons, so kindly call them." The husband and wife both became alarmed, for both were concealing the facts and did not know what to do. But the Guru insisted, so the husband called the names of his two sons. At once, both boys came from their respective rooms, where they had been lying. They told of their interesting sleep, during which both were held in the lap of the Guru. Who can imagine the joy in the hearts of the parents? And Guru Nanak turned to Ajita and remarked, "Now, this is the type of person who enjoys the very essence from the Guru's presence." This last example was one of true living, the kind of life that we must learn to live. You can see for yourselves where you stand at present, and the only reason for that position is the fact that you do not know how to truly love the Master. Why would he who remains above the mind and senses try to keep you imprisoned here in them? It's the fervent wish of whoever has tasted the real nectar that everyone should enjoy the bliss. In the final lines of the hymn, "Meet the Master, my brothers, and take the true Nam into thy keeping. Tie this life's treasure to thee, here and hereafter." The treasure of the Masters has value in both worlds. So where does the negative power stand in this? Negative power comes in when we do not truly love, we do not obey, and we obey only as far as our mind agrees. This is what is called the power of negativeness. We even go so far as to give advice to the Master at times. Hafiz of Shiraz made the startling statement that if your guru tells you to drench your prayer mat in wine, then do so. Why? Would the one who has the intoxication of Nam wish to trap you in the world of worldly intoxicants? We should try to carefully understand the Master's teachings and what lies behind them, and not waste time in intellectual wrangling and reasoning. When an officer gives the orders to fire, the soldier must fire, and the responsibility of the decision rests upon the officer. So our duty is to obey and die if necessary, as long as the condition of our mind does not develop to this kind of obedience, we will not get the full benefit that the Nam has to offer us. The guru is not ignorant of the pathways to spirituality. You've got the connection, so then daily increase it. And if you learn to obey without question, the color of this world will fade, and you will be dyed deep in the color of Na. Disobedience results in being consumed perpetually in the fire of senses, not only in this life, but hereafter also. When someone remarked to Lord Vishnu that he must be very busy, always preparing the hells, etc., for so many erring souls, he replied, "No, I do nothing. The souls bring their own fires and are consumed in them." We go through life strictly according to the inner condition of mind. The masters show a straight road out, but the worldly people object to it, being convinced that he is doing nothing but obstructing the fulfillment of their desires. The master comes to give the true understanding of life, but the people chase him away, protesting that he has come to rot their roots by flooding them with water. They do not, or will not, understand the deep meaning of satsang, although in all religions it is stated that there is no salvation without nam or word. It is already within you. You have but to be made aware of it. That person who is already all awareness can awaken you. He who has no light radiating within cannot show it to others. It is a work impossible to be accomplished by intellectuals or those learned in sacred scriptures, etc. So get the full benefit of meditation and increase it day by day. The more you increase it, the nearer will you advance toward your goal. If you refuse, the day will come when you will be filled with regret for the lost opportunity. It is all a very simple matter of fact. An outer show of respect will achieve nothing. Learn to obey implicitly. This is the secret in a nutshell. And that concludes that satsang talk. And we will continue in a talk that Sanchi gave here at Sanbani, July 9th of 1980. And this is the sixth in the series of talks that Sanchi gave on the Gaurivars of Guru Ram Das.
Bishan Das kende hunde sige, kyunki beshak unna kole do shabad da pe si, lekin o utho tak ta unna da practical kita hoya siga. ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਕਰੀਏ ਜਾਣ ਕੇ ਪਾਣੀ ਪੀਏ ਛਾਣ ਕੇ
ਇਵਨ ਦੋ ਬਾਬਾ ਬਿਸ਼ਨ ਦਾਸ ਹੈਡ ਦ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਆਫ ਓਨਲੀ ਟੂ ਵਰਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਬਟ ਸਟਿਲ ਹੀ ਹੈਡ ਪਰਫੈਕਟਡ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਅਪ ਟੂ ਦ ਫਸਟ ਟੂ ਪਲੇਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਟੇਕ ਅਪ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਆਫਟਰ ਨੋਇੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਹਿਮ ਐਜ਼ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਡਰਿੰਕ ਦ ਵਾਟਰ ਆਫਟਰ ਫਿਲਟਰਿੰਗ ਇਟ
ਜਦ ਸਿੱਖ ਸੱਚਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਤੋ ਐਸੇ ਝੂਠੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਬੜੇ ਆਸਾਨੀ ਨਾਲ ਪਰਖ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਦ ਝੂਠਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਹੈ ਸੱਚੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਨੂੰ ਵੇਖ ਕੇ ਉਹ ਭਜਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਹੁਣੇ ਕੁਛ ਮੰਗੇਗਾ ਮੈਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਦੇਵਾਂਗਾ
ਵੈਨ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਇਜ਼ ਟਰੂ ਔਰ ਵੈਨ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਇਜ਼ ਟਰੂ ਸੀਕਰ ਦੈਨ ਹੀ ਕੈਨ ਈਜ਼ੀਲੀ ਰੈਕਗਨਾਈਜ਼ ਦ ਫਾਲਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੈਨ ਅ ਟਰੂ ਸੀਕਰ ਕਮਸ ਟੂ ਦ ਫਾਲਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਦ ਫਾਲਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਟ ਵੰਸ ਨੋਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਨਾਓ ਦ ਟਰੂ ਸੀਕਰ ਹੈਜ਼ ਕਮ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਸਟਾਰਟਸ ਰਨਿੰਗ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਅਫਰੇਡ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਟਰੂ ਸੀਕਰ ਵਿਲ ਨੋ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਹਿਜ਼ secret and he will ask for something which he doesn't have to give, so that is why he runs away.
Is tarah assi parakh nahi kar sakde ge ke assi man indriyan de kaat de hoiye libde hoiye assi dusre di parakh kariye is tarah nahi kar sakde ge assi parakh de parakh assi usse waqt hi kar sakde ha jad saadi vi atma pure hove man saada pavitr hove jitna man pavitr hoega utna hi assi andar jaawange andar ja ke assi parakh kar sakde ha.
We cannot test anyone if we are still working on the level of mind and the organs of senses, and if we are so much polluted by the dirt of the worldly pleasures, we cannot recognize or we cannot test anyone. Unless we go within and unless we become pure, we cannot test anyone, we cannot recognize. As long as we are dirty, we cannot know that who is true and who is not. If we want to see that who is true and who is not, we need to become pure.
Dadu de paas do pandit naam lain vaste aaye. Dadu saab agge bahar ja rahe si. Dadu saab da pachne na sir munya hoya si. Hindustan de andar hinduan de andar eh rivaj hai. Agar ਸਿਰ ਮੁੰਨੇ ਵਾਲਾ ਅੱਗੋਂ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਵੇ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਅਪਸ਼ਗਨ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹੈ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਸੋਚਿਆ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਏ ਸੀਗੇ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅੱਗੇ ਇਹ ਮੁੰਨਿਆ ਆਦਮੀ ਮਿਲ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ, ਆਪਾਂ ਪਰਾਸਚਿਤ ਕਰੀਏ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਦਾਦੂ ਦੇ ਸਿਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਠੋਲਾ ਮਾਰਿਆ, ਅੱਗੇ ਦਾਦੂ ਦਾ ਡੇਰਾ ਕਹਾਂ ਹੈ। ਹੁਣ ਦਾਦੂ ਪੂਰੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਨ, ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਦੇ ਪੁੰਜ ਸਨ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਬੜਾ ਧੀਰਜ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਦਾਦੂ ਦਾ ਹੀ ਡੇਰਾ ਹੈ। ਦਾਦੂ ਆਪ ਚਲੇ ਗਏ, ਉੱਥੇ ਸੰਗਤ ਬੈਠੀ ਸੀ, ਅੜੀਕ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗੇ। ਉਹ ਵੀ ਅੜੀਕ ਕਰਦੇ ਸੀ ਵੀ ਹੁਣ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਆਉਣਗੇ, ਸਤਸੰਗ ਸੁਣਾਉਣਗੇ। ਜਦੋਂ ਉਹ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਏ, ਦੇਖਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਉਹੀ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਸਿਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਠੋਲਾ ਲਾਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ। ਹੁਣ ਸੋਚਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਨਾਮ ਲੈਣ ਆਏ ਸੀ, ਬੜੀ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੜਫ ਸੀ, ਹੁਣ ਇਹਨੇ ਨਾਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਣਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਇਹਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗੁੱਸਾ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਠੋਲਾ ਮਾਰਿਆ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਉਹ ਦਾਦੂ ਦੇ ਪੇਸ਼ ਹੋਏ, ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕਰਦੇ, ਦਾਦੂ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕੋਈ ਗੱਲ ਨਹੀਂ, ਅਗਰ ਘੜਾ ਵੀ ਮੁੱਲ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਖੜਕਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ। ਤੋ ਕਹਿਣ ਦਾ ਭਾਵ ਕਿ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਬੜੇ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ, ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲੇ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਧੀਰਜ ਬੜੀ ਕਮਾਲ ਦੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ।
ਵੰਸ ਟੂ ਪੰਡਿਤਸ ਲਰਨਡ ਸਕਾਲਰਸ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਦਾਦੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ, ਅ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਹੈਡ ਹਰਡ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦਾਦੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਬਟ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਨੈਵਰ ਸੀਨ ਹਿਮ। ਸੋ ਦੇ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਹਿਮ ਫਾਰ ਦੀ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਫਾਰ ਬਿਕਮਿੰਗ ਹਿਸ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲਸ। So when they came near the dera, the house of Dadu Saab, they saw that one clean shaven man, or one bald man, he didn't have any hair, he was clean shaven, was coming out of that house. And in India, people believe that if you meet someone like that, bald or clean shaven, it is a bad omen. So those people thought that we came here to meet the master, and we were going to improve our life, but look at this man, we have met him and it is a bad omen. It means that we will not be able to meet the master. So they got so much upset with that bald, that clean shaven man, that they hit him on his head. But they didn't realize that it was Dadu Saab himself, because Dadu Saab was bald. So when he, and they asked him that where was the dera of Dadu Saab. So Dadu Saab, who was the peace, abode of peace, very patiently and lovingly told them that this is the dera of Dadu Saab, you go and wait and he will come in some time. After some time, both the pandits, they went and sat with the sangat and they waited for Dadu Saab to come. And after some time, when they saw the same man whom they had hit and in his head, came and he was Dadu Saab, they were so much afraid and they thought that now he will not give us initiation, because we had so much yearning and we came for initiation and we insulted him. So it is he would have got upset at us and now he will not even want to talk to us. Anyway, when the satsang was over, Dadu Saab called them and they were very much afraid. So they apologized and they told Dadu Saab. So Dadu Saab was very patient and loving and he said that it's okay. You know, whenever, even if you go to buy a pot, you hit it and you make sure that it is good. So it's okay that you hit it in my head and you made sure that I am the true Mahatma. So it's okay. So when the great masters come in this world, because they are the abode of peace, they are very patient and loving. That is why they don't mind all these things.
Mahatma di agar koi bariyai karda hai, Mahatma bariyai de vich jawab nahi dinde hunde ge. Mahatma malik agge firyad karde hai ke tu is nu shanti bakhsh, inu meri samjh bakhsh de.
If anyone criticizes the perfect masters, the masters do not respond in the criticism, because they are very patient and loving, and that is why instead of getting upset, they always pray to Lord that, oh Lord, if you want to shower mercy, if you want to shower grace and have mercy on him, please give him my recognition so that he may know that what he is doing.
Jad Hazur Maharaj ne mainu naamdan da hukm ditta ke meri taleem jehdi hai oh gumna ho jave, main aap diyan kai kamzoriyan unna de agge rakhiyan ke sandesh dena bada aukha hai, jisne vi sandesh ditta usne roke hi ditta, tu mere te rehm kar, ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਹੱਸ ਕੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਬੁਰਾ ਬੁਰਿਆਈ ਤੋਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਹਟਦਾ ਭਲਾ ਭਲਿਆਈ ਤੋਂ ਕਿਉਂ ਹਟੇ। ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਬੜਾ ਦ੍ਰਿੜ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਚਾਹੇ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਕਿਤਨੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਬੁਰਿਆਈ ਕਰੇ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਆਪਣੀ ਭਲਿਆਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਛੱਡਦੇਗੇ, ਆਪਣਾ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਉਹਦੀ ਨਕਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇਗੇ, ਬਲਕਿ ਉਹ ਆਪਣੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਆਪਣੀ ਤਰਫੋਂ ਉਹ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੀ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਵੈਨ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਟੋਲਡ ਮੀ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਟੋਲਡ ਮੀ ਦੈਟ ਹਿਸ ਟੀਚਿੰਗ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਨਾਟ ਰਿਮੇਨ ਹਿਡਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਬੀ ਸਪਰੈਡ, ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਈ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਟਡ ਮੈਨੀ ਆਫ ਮਾਈ shortcomings and many of my lackings I told him about all those. So he said that when bad people do not stop their bad deeds, why should a good man stop doing his good deeds? He told me that I should do this work and I should not worry about the people, because if the bad men do not stop their bad deeds, why should a good man stop their good deeds? So that is why when the masters start their work, they are so much determined. They do their work with full determination and they don't worry about the criticism or the blames which they get from the people and they never respond in the same tone.
Guru Sahib kehnde hai je koi nind kare har jan ki to apna gun na gawawe.
So Guru Sahib says that those who criticize the beloveds of God do not reply in the same way and they don't lose their quality.
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਹੋਛਾ ਆਦਮੀ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਆਪਦੀ ਸਫਾਈ ਪੇਸ਼ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਪਿਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਮਝਦਾਰ ਵਿਅਕਤੀ ਵਕਤ ਦੀ ਉਡੀਕ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਵਕਤ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਹੀ ਬਤਾ ਦੇਗਾ।
ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਫੁਲਿਸ਼ ਪੀਪਲ ਔਰ ਦ ਮੀਨ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟ ਦੀ ਐਕਸਕਿਊਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਟਰਾਈ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਟਰਾਈ ਟੂ ਪ੍ਰੂਵ ਦੈਟ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਟਰੂ, ਬਟ ਦ ਵਾਈਸ ਮੈਨ ਔਰ ਦ ਕਲੈਵਰ ਮੈਨ ਹੀ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਵੇਟਸ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਪੇਸ਼ੈਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਹੀ ਨੋਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਵਿਲ ਟੈਲ ਦ ਟਰੂਥ, ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਹੀ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਵੇਟਸ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ।
ਪੌੜੀ ਨਾਨਕ ਵਿਚਾਰੈ ਸੰਤ ਜਨ ਚਾਰ ਵੇਦ ਕਹੰਦੇ ਭਗਤ ਮੁਖੈ ਤੇ ਬੋਲਦੇ ਛੇ ਵਚਨ ਹੋਵੰਦੇ।
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਚਾਰ ਵੇਦ ਵੀ ਇਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੇ ਗਵਾਹ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਮੂੰਹ ਤੋਂ ਬੋਲਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸੱਚ ਬੋਲਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਬਚਨ ਸੱਚੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਬਚਨ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਤੋਲੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਤਜਰਬੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਏ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਉਹ ਬੋਲਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹੀ ਜਗਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਰਤਾਰਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
Now Guru Sahib say that even the four Vedas bear this witness and they also say that whatever saints and Mahatmas utter from their mouth, whatever they speak, all the words which the masters speak are Ved and they are spoken after great understanding, and whatever they speak that is always true, and whatever they speak that's what happens in the world.
Paragat pahara japda sav lok sunnde sukh na payan ਨਰ ਸੰਤ ਨਾਲ ਖੰਦੇ।
ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੀ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਾਖੀਆਂ ਪ੍ਰਚਲਿਤ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਫਲਾਣੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਨੇ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਇਹ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਉਸਦਾ ਇਹ ਬੁਰਾ ਹਾਲ ਹੋਇਆ। ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਖਹਿਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਅੱਜ ਤੇ ਕਦੇ ਸੁਖੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਇਆਗਾ।
He said that in this world there are many stories well known about those people who criticize the master and what they got after criticizing the master. He says that up until now nobody has been benefited by criticizing the masters.
Darwaze de paas kuch jadman ne de ladkeyan ne shararat de taur de utte samba ik ladka siga jis de pet utte baati ban li lohe di aur sant darwasha nu ja ke kehne lage rikhi nu ki das ਤੂੰ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਸੰਤ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਇਹਦੇ ਪੇਟੋਂ ਕੀ ਹੋਏਗਾ। ਉਹਨੇ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਬਹੁਤਾ ਤਾਂ ਸਮਝਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਬੇਟਾ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਮਖੌਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰੀਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦੋਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ ਉਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਰਵਾਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਗੇ। ਅਖੀਰ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਭਾਈ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਹੋਰ ਤਾਂ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇੰਨਾ ਹੀ ਪਤਾ ਕਿ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਉਹ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਨਾਸ ਕਰੇਗਾ। ਹੁਣ ਜਦ ਉਹ ਬਾਹਰ ਆਏ ਹੁਣ ਸੋਚਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮਨ ਸਾਡੀ ਗਲਤੀ ਨੂੰ ਦੱਸ ਵੀ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਸਰਾਪ ਹੋਇਆ, ਬਦਦੁਆ ਹੋਈ। ਅਖੀਰ ਉਹ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਆਏ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹਦੀ ਉਹ ਜਾਤੀ ਦੇ ਸਨ। ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੋਇਆ। ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਅੱਛਾ ਬਈ ਜੋ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਬਚਨ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਟਲਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਉਂ ਕਰੋ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਰੇਤ ਕੇ ਦਰਿਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੋੜ ਦਿਓ। ਹੁਣ ਜਦੋਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਰੇਤਿਆ ਛੋਟਾ ਛੋਟਾ, ਉਸ ਦੀ ਐਸੀ ਸਖ਼ਤ ਦੱਬ ਉੱਗੀ ਘਾਸ। ਔਰ ਜਦ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਕੋਈ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਦਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਸੀਗਾ, ਉਹ ਪ੍ਰਭਾਸ ਖੇਤਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਗਏ, ਉੱਥੇ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਪੀ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਖੁਸ਼ੀਆਂ ਮਨਾਈਆਂ, ਔਰ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਪੀ ਕੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਆਪਸਰੀ ਮੇ ਲੜੇ, ਔਰ ਉਸ ਦੱਬ ਨੇ ਹਥਿਆਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਦਿੱਤਾ। 56 ਕਰੋੜ ਜਾਦਮ ਸਨ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਖਤਮ ਹੋ ਗਏ। ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਕੁਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ, ਜੋ ਦਰਵਾਸਾ ਦਾ ਬਚਨ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਅਟਲ ਰਿਹਾ, ਟਲਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ।
ਵੰਸ ਸਮ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ ਆਫ ਯਾਦਵਸ, ਯਾਦਵ ਵਾਸ ਦੈਟ ਪਰਟੀਕੁਲਰ ਕਾਸਟ ਇਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਾਰਡ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਵਾਸ ਬੋਰਨ, ਸਮ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ ਆਫ ਦੈਟ ਸਮ ਯਾਦਵਸ, ਦੇ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਰਿਸ਼ੀ ਦੁਰਵਾਸਾ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਪਲੇਡ ਅ ਮਿਸਚੀਫ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਹਿਮ। There was one boy whose name was Samba, and they made him tie some things on his stomach, and they disguised him as if he was a pregnant lady, and they brought him in front of Durvasa Muni and said that you are called the saint, you are called the rishi, tell us that what this lady will have, a boy or girl. Durvasa knew that they are playing a mischief, they are playing joke at him. So first he tried to tell them that they should not do that and they should go and not bother him, but they didn't stop that and they didn't go there. So Durvasa was very quiet and he said that, well, first he said that, sons, you should not play mischief, you should not play jokes with the saints, because it is not good for you, it can bring many bad things, many bad results to you. But they didn't stop that. So Durvasa in the end said that, well, if you want to know that what this lady will bear, I will tell you. She will bear that thing which will be the means for the destruction of your dynasty. When he said that, they all came back, and later on when they thought over that statement, they became very much worried, because it was very obvious that Durvasa had cursed them. So they came to Lord Krishna and told him all what they had done and what Durvasa had told them. So Lord Krishna, who had insight, he said that, well, whatever that saint has said, that cannot be turned, and whatever he has said, that will happen. But let us try something. You open this lady up and see that what she has. So when everything was untied, they found one ball of iron. So Lord Krishna told them to file that iron and make dust of it, dust of iron, and put it in the river, so that this iron ball may lose its existence and they may not have to worry about that. But when they did that, they put the sand, they put the dust in the river, and later on that sand came to the bank of the river and made a very fertile soil in which one special type of grass was grown. And that grass had so much sharp edge, the leaves of that grass were very wide, as if they were sword, and they were very sharp. Once it so happened that Yadavas had some marriage thing in their dynasty, and after doing all ceremonies and things, they came to the bank of river to enjoy, and they drank wine. And after that, they got so much intoxicated that they started fighting with each other, and they used those leaves of grass as a sword to kill each other. And it is said that 56 crores of Yadavas were destroyed just because they played a joke with that Durvasa Muni.
We'll leave off there, and our closing bhajan is Sanchi's bhajan, Dardasha Piyada Palava, page 116. Let me have the darshan of the beloved and remove the separation which is tormenting me day and night. Without your darshan, my soul is empty. My life, worth millions, is going on uselessly. Don't get separated. Don't get separated. The true master has been found. The opportunity of life is obtained. Giving up the false rites, come and do the true love now. Oh, the mind still doesn't stop. You have got the human birth. Don't let the time of meditation on Nam go. This life is a priceless ruby. Don't waste it at the rate of shells. Take advantage. Why are you shy? Come and do the satsang. This is the opportunity. Dye yourself in the true color. Now, God has made this arrangement. You've got this beautiful time. And time is passing. The Nam of the saints has become high. He who meditates on it becomes pure. Looking at the love of Ajab, Kripal protected him. He comes and spreads the coolness within. Let me have the darshan of the beloved and remove the separation which is tormenting me day and night. Without your darshan, my soul is empty. My life, worth millions, is going on uselessly. Dardasha Piya Dapalava, page 116.
Darsha Piya Da Palava Metera Vichorda Talava Venurata Dine Tare Panda Tere Darsha Vina Jinda Hato Tarive Mera Lakada Jivan Janda Darsha piyada halava devi churina guru sacha toliya vejindagida moka jodiya Vevicharina, Guru Sacha Toliya, Vejindagida, Moka Jodiya. Unna Chadke Juti Riti Ve, Akarle sachi pritive una chadke juti ritive akarle sachi pritive mane aaj bajan nahi anda tere darsha bina jinda hato tarive mera lakada jivan janda darsha piyada palava me tera vichoda talava venenurata dine tare fanda Tere darsha bina jinda hato tarive mera lakada jivan janda darsha piyada palava vemiliya hai jama ina sanda Vejavena, Vela Namda. Vemiliyahe, Jamaina Sanda. Vejavena. Vela namda e jindagi rata namola ve bako dia dena tola ve e jindagi rata namola ve bako dia dena ਤੋਲਾ ਵੇਖਾ ਤਲਾ ਕੀਓ ਸ਼ਰ ਮੰਦਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਬਿਨਾ ਜਿੰਦਾ ਤੋ ਤਾਰੀ ਵੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਲੱਕਾ ਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਦਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਪਿਆ ਦਾ ਪਾਲਾਵਾ ਨੇ ਤੇਰਾ ਵਿਛੋੜਾ ਤਾਲਾਵਾ ਵੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਰਾਤ ਦਿਨੇ ਤਾਰੇ ਪਾਂਦਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਬਿਨਾ ਜਿੰਦਾ ਤੋ ਤਾਰੀ ਵੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਲੱਕਾ ਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਦਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਪਿਆ ਦਾ ਪਾਲਾਵਾ ਵੇ ਆਵੀ ਤੂੰ ਸਤ ਸੰਗ ਕਰ ਲੈ ਵੇ ਮੋਹ ਕਾਹੇ ਸੱਚਾ ਰੰਗ ਚੜ ਲੈ ਵੇ ਆਵੀ ਤੂੰ ਸਤ ਸੰਗ ਕਰ ਲੈ ਵੇ ਮੋਹ ਕਾਹੇ ਸੱਚਾ ਰੰਗ ਚੜ ਲੈ ਹੁਨਾ ਰਾਵ ਸਬਾਬ ਨਾ ਆਵੇ ਏ ਸੋਨਾ ਸਮਾਤੀ ਆਵੇ ਹੁਨਾ ਰਾਵ ਸਬਾਬ ਨਾ ਆਵੇ ਏ ਸੋਨ ਸਮਾਤੀ ਆਵੇ ਵੀਰ ਵੇਲਾ ਬਿਤਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਬਿਨਾ ਜਿੰਦਾ ਤੋ ਤਾਰੀ ਵੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਲੱਕਾ ਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਦਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਪਿਆ ਦਾ ਪਾਲਾਵਾ ਮੇ ਤੇਰਾ ਵਿਛੋੜਾ ਤਾਲਾਵਾ ਵੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਰਾਤ ਦਿਨੇ ਤਾਰੇ ਪਾਂਦਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਬਿਨਾ ਜਿੰਦਾ ਤੋ ਤਾਰੀ ਵੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਲੱਕਾ ਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਦਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਪਿਆ ਦਾ ਪਾਲਾਵਾ ਵੇ ਸੰਤਾ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਉੱਚਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਵੇ ਜਪਦਾ ਜੋ ਸੂਚਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਵੇ ਸੰਤਾ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਉੱਚਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਵੇ ਜਪਦਾ ਜੋ ਸੂਚਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਆ ਜਾਏ ਬਦੀ ਦੇਖਾ ਪ੍ਰੀਤੀ ਵੇ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਨੇ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਕੀਤੀ ਵੇ ਆ ਜਾਏ ਬਦੀ ਦੇਖਾ ਪ੍ਰੀਤੀ ਵੇ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਨੇ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਕੀਤੀ ਵੇ ਆ ਤੰਦ ਕਲੇ ਜੇ ਪੰਦਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਦਰਸ਼ਾ ਬਿਨਾ ਜਿੰਦਾ ਤੋ ਤਾਰੀ ਵੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਲੱਕਾ ਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਦਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਪਿਆ ਦਾ ਪਾਲਾਵਾ ਮੇ ਤੇਰਾ ਵਿਛੋੜਾ ਤਾਲਾਵਾ ਵੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਰਾਤ ਦਿਨੇ ਤਾਰੇ ਪਾਂਦਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਬਿਨਾ ਜਿੰਦਾ ਤੋ ਤਾਰੀ ਵੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਲੱਕਾ ਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਦਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਪਿਆ ਦਾ ਪਾਲਾਵਾ
Let me have the darshan of the beloved. and remove the separation which is tormenting me day and night. Without your darshan, my soul is empty. My life, worth millions, is going on uselessly. May God bless us all.